Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kate Olson, who is Cass County Extension Coordinator, Program Coordinator, and good morning to you, Kate.
Good morning, LaVon. Thanks for having me.
You bet. And you know, there's sort of a buzz around about blue zones. We want a few more people to be buzzing about that because we need to talk about that, Kate. So where does all this start?
Well, Blue Zones is a name that was coined by National Geographic researcher Dan Buettner, who did studies on communities around the world where people live into their 90s or 100s or beyond, and not only live that long, but live healthy, happy, active lives well into their senior years.
And why are we interested in that in Atlantic and Cass County and Iowa?
Well, during his research, he found 9 things that these communities were consistently doing, whether it be in Hawaii or San Francisco or Japan, and they may not be doing them the same, but the core principles behind what they were doing were the same. Why we care as a community is they've been able to take these, what they call Power 9 principles, and actually take them into communities that were not originally blue zones and help work with the community leadership to create those types of atmospheres in those towns. And now, through the Iowa Healthy Estate Initiative, they're going to pick about 3 to 5 communities around Iowa to model these principles, which would mean if we were selected, we would get those resources and advisory boards and basically pull the whole community together to help put these 9 principles into place for us.
So, you know, why wouldn't we be interested in being healthy? And it actually relates to economy and a whole lot of things. Why wouldn't we want to do that, Kate? Why wouldn't we want to get involved with this program?
Well, what we're asking people to do is sign up or pledge. And there's a tracking mechanism online. You can track. So far, about 5% of the eligible individuals in the Atlantic area have pledged their support for Blue Zones. And in talking to some people around town, I think the reason maybe they haven't pledged is varied from either they don't have time to pledge, they don't think it applies to them, or maybe they really don't understand what Blue Zones is. And so we want to make sure and get the word out there, help people understand what it is. It does ask you individually to pledge. Basically, all that means is that you believe this would be a good thing to come into your community. It doesn't necessarily sign you up for anything else. You may get an email a month is about what I've been getting, just updating you on the progress of Blue Zones in our community. Basically, I think what they want to do is know that we do have interested folks in the community so they don't waste time and resources coming in to a community that the citizens are not interested in having these fantastic resources available to them.
And I'm going to throw in here just a little competition. We also can go online and see where Atlantic compares to the other 49 towns that are going to apply for this. And some of them have about 25% signed up. And here's Atlantic, less than Audubon, folks. Get a little competitive spirit in here. We can do better than that. And I guess another reason, when you say pledge, some people automatically see dollar signs. This doesn't have anything to do with money.
No, this doesn't have anything to do with money. Actually, the only thing that it may have to do with money is money coming into the community. And so, again, like you said, why wouldn't people be for this? We're just hoping that people understand all that you're doing by signing up for that pledge is signing your support that you think this would be a good thing to move forward. The other thing a lot of people really don't understand is we're not asking you individually to make changes. A lot of people say, well, I don't want to go on a diet. I don't want to get emails every day reminding me to exercise. I don't want to start exercising. And the Power 9 are really way beyond diet and exercise. I think there's one of the Power 9 principles that even talks about exercise, and it's not actually exercise, it's natural movement. The other thing that a lot of people don't understand is this movement is not individual based. This movement is, we're also behind the scenes, our Healthy Cass County Committee is working with local school districts, local government bodies, local businesses, the chamber. The idea behind Blue Zones is you put things in place in the communities that make it easier for the citizens living in that community to reach these Power 9. So you put in more workshops where people can learn to have purpose in life and find things that are really, truly meaningful for them to do. You put in more ways that people can move naturally, whether it be walking trails or biking trails or better mapped out routes to walk to school. So it's not that we're going to start bombarding the citizens of Atlantic with emails telling them, you need to do this, you need to do this. It's that we want your support to come in and make community-wide changes that will make accessing healthier lifestyles easier for everybody in the community.
Okay, so then we still have a personal choice. Now, some people, you say, well, sign up, pledge, and they go, I can't do that. I don't have time. I don't know how to do that. So how do people sign up to make this very simple pledge that they'd be interested in having a healthier community?
If they're interested in having a healthier community, there's actually two ways you can pledge. The text pledging is pretty easy. If you have a cell phone, you can text BZP for Blue Zones Project to 772-937, or you can log on to bluezonesproject.com, click on I'm a Citizen, and then there'll be a really quick form where you can just sign up, put in your zip code to make sure that your vote counts for your local city. And then you will just, like I said, maybe get one update email per month on how we're doing in the running. But at that bluezonesproject.com, you can also check and see where we are in the running. And like you mentioned, we're one of 50 communities across the state that's been selected to go to the next level in this project. And of those 50 communities, especially the ones we know of in Southwest Iowa, we're really not doing that well as far as percentage of citizens that are pledging to support this. And I really think we could do better, and I hope it's just because people are not understanding how great this would be for our community that we're not seeing more pledging.
Yeah, there's still a few people, you say Blue Zone, and it's like, I have no idea what you're talking about, so we need to get that information out there. I understand, Kate, that you have timed how long it takes to sign up either way. How long does it take?
If you do the text pledge, probably decided it's probably less than 2 minutes because it will text you. It's just if you've ever done any donation on your cell phone or anything like that by texting, you text this BZP to the number 772-937, and it texts you back asking for your zip code. So then you provide your zip code of residence, and then it asks you to confirm that you want to pledge your support for Blue Zones. So it's about three texts back and forth.
Okay. Now, there are a few people listening that don't have computers and don't have their phones that they can text. So can they be involved with this?
They can be involved, and we would love to have them contact someone from the Healthy Cass County Coalition. Denise Coder at the hospital is kind of helping to head that up. Or you can contact myself. There's several folks down at the Y that are involved in Healthy Cass County. We would love to have you contact. Right now, we're taking paper pledges. They have not told us yet if those are going to count in the end, but we want to make sure that we know how to get a hold of folks who may not have email if we are selected.
Okay, another thing you've mentioned, you have to put in your zip code, and we've been talking about it. Atlantic is the one in the running. So what good does it do to put in your zip code if you're in Cumberland or Griswold or Oneida?
Right. What we're working through is a group called Healthy Cass County. And what we are hoping, the reason they're selecting individual cities is because they want to work with one school district, one city council, one governmental body, and things like that. What we're hoping to do through the Healthy Cass County Coalition, which has been going in Cass County for several years, we're administering several large long-term grants to improve the health of Cass County. What we're hoping to do through Healthy Cass County is take all the information we get from Blue Zones and work to replicate it in the surrounding communities. So it really, truly will improve the health, well-being, and quality of life for everybody in Cass County if we are selected for this. So even if you do put in your zip code and it's not an Atlantic zip code, we would love to see strong interest from the surrounding communities, because if we do get chosen and decide to start replicating in surrounding communities, we want people to understand what this is and really be on board when we come into their community as well.
Okay. Blue Zones, good health, community health. If you don't know anything about it, you still think, I don't know what this is about, of course, you can, as you said, mention this to somebody in Healthy Cass County. Kate would be glad to visit with you. I'd be glad to visit with you. Denise Coder, Bethany Rogers, and a lot of other people. But get your pledge signed up. One last reason why people say they don't want to do this?
Well, we always say jokingly, maybe you just don't like blue. which is fine. But really, there's no reason that we've come up with, whether you want to have more healthy eating options, whether you want to have more healthy movement options, whether you want to have more faith-based options, whether you want to be able to volunteer and use your talents in your community. There really is something for everybody in Blue Zones, and it's all about bringing the community together and creating that sense of community. We have a very strong community, and I think it will stay that way if we keep working to make it stronger.
Okay, we want to thank you very much, Kate Olson, for visiting with us this morning. And until next time, here is a thought. One thing everyone in the world does at the same time is grow older.